Good morning. It is 10 o'clock, January 22nd, 2025. I call this meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission to order. I'm Randy Christman, joined by Commissioners Sherry Haugen-Hoffert and Jill Kringstead, so we have a quorum. Before we start off anything else, would you please join me in standing and pledging our allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, and I don't have any opening comments today, except for to say both of the RTOs that have utility companies that are members of them had some challenging times here over the weekend and the last couple days, and we made it through again. And so that's a relief that there weren't destructive outages, but it also continues to hopefully remind everyone of the concerns that we have with the direction that we're taking the utility industry in America, it's a pretty cold spell, but it's not some unprecedented record-setting thing. And the fact that we have alerts and things going out causes me to feel that we're just cutting it too close. But beyond that, Commissioner Haugen-Hoffert, did you have opening comments?
No, I did not.
Commissioner Kringstead?
None for me.
Okay, we'll move into the agenda. We have six items on the consent agenda. I move approval of those six items plus the minutes.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
I just have one item in my portfolio, and this was actually the item, if you recall, that was on the consent calendar last time. And I didn't have time to prepare to really make comments on it, but I just asked that it be held over till I would. And so I move the commission accept the Federal Office of Surface Mining's 2024 evaluation reports for the coal regulatory and the abandoned mine lands programs.
Second.
So, we have a sorry.
Go ahead. No, you were right, actually.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
Yes. So on,
I should have said on, first.
On November 18th of this past year, OSM issued their evaluation reports for the coal regulatory and the abandoned mine lands programs, and that evaluation year ended June 30th. It's a fiscal type year. So no issues or concerns were raised in the reports, and OSM continues to report that we have effective and efficient coal regulatory and abandoned mine lands programs. What I wanted to do today publicly for whoever monitors us over the internet, but also invite some of our staff down who are available. I pulled a half a dozen quotes from the mining report and the half a dozen from the AML report. And they're short. I just like to read them because I think it says a lot about what our people are doing here. And this program, both these programs are really important. So first of all, on the regulatory report, North Dakota PSC is adhering to the state's policies and procedures regarding opportunities for public participation in all phases of their reclamation program. Next one, the PSC has a very good working relationship with their customers that include industry, landowners, citizen groups, and other government agencies, including the Office of Surface Mining. The Reclamation Division carries out its duties using the appropriate technical expertise with a high level of professionalism. Third one, the PSC staff continues to implement and program in a professional, cooperative and fair manner. The Reclamation Division uses new technology to become more efficient and make information more readily available to the public. In total, they say, the state conducted 82 complete inspections and 343 partial inspections during evaluation year 2024. This exceeds the number of inspections required and helps to demonstrate the state program's commitment to effective and thorough oversight of coal mining activities. The fifth one, PSC maintains a cost-effective program. And lastly, based on the topics evaluated this year, North Dakota has an effective program with no issues that need corrective actions. So now let's move into the AML program. PSC adequately encourages public participation and outreach through public meetings, public service announcements, press contacts, project meetings, the PSC website, and by responding to public inquiries. Another spot, they mentioned that the state administers an excellent abandoned mine lands program in full compliance with their approved plan. Personnel are experienced, knowledgeable, and dedicated to the goals of the program. The PSC continues to administer an efficient and successful abandoned mine lands program. The PSC is adhering to the state's policies and procedures regarding opportunities for public participation in all phases of their reclamation program. And lastly, the North Dakota PSC maintains a very cost-effective program with only 14% of the grant dedicated to administrative costs. To get glowing reports like that, and really it's year after year, but I wish we could do more for our employees. We're limited in what we can do, but I hope that by having quite a few of you down here today, that you understand the gratitude that I and my fellow commissioners have for the work that you guys are doing. And I guess getting this report every year has become something I've started to look forward to. Usually you dread having reports on your work from some other agency. But these have been wonderful for so many years, and for all of you in both of these programs, I want to thank you.
So I'm going to read the next six? No. Randy summarized it very well, but there's so much more to be said. So the only way I can say it is thank you for a job well done. It's great to get reports like this. And just for your information, there are some bills in which we're testifying regarding, and I'm going to use some of these quotes in here that talk about how we are open to public input and very open and evaluated. So thank you for a job well done. And it's a pleasure working with each and every one of you.
So I think both of you summarized it very well, but when I went through and read this, and I agree with you, Randy, I enjoyed reading through this a lot because to me it just sort of reiterated everything that I experience every day working with all of you. And so I didn't jot down the full quotes, but I did jot down some key phrases that I just want to say again. So staff is, and these were the ones that stood out to me, staff is effective, staff is knowledgeable, they're responsive to public inquiries, they're professional, they're cooperative, they're fair, and they're dedicated to the goals of the program. And I think when I look at these programs and what we're trying to accomplish, these are exactly the things that I think we should all strive for. These are the things that I've seen firsthand. And so I'm just really glad that our federal agency saw the same things that I've seen. And recognized it. So congratulations to all of you. Thank you for all the work that you do, and keep up the good work.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
And that concludes my portfolio. I'll turn it over to you, Commissioner Haugenhofer.
Okay. You guys can stay, or if you need to leave, you can. But you're more than welcome to stay. I move the commission accept the order adopting ALJ's administrative law judge recommended findings of facts conclusion of law in Grayson Mill, LLC, Missouri River Crossing Pipeline, Williams and McKenzie siting application, case number PU-24-311.
Second.
So on August 5th of this year, Grayson Mills Operating filed with us a consolidated application for a certificate of corridor capability and route permit concerning approximately 14.72 miles long and an 8-inch diameter crude oil pipeline. Just some background on this. The reason why we were citing it is the Grayson Mills, I'm going to give you some background because this pipeline initially was not cited. The Grayson Mills operating pipeline was constructed in 2012 by Brigham Oil and Gas LP, a significant early player in the Bakken Shale formation, and was operated by Brigham Exploratory Company, a Norwegian state petroleum company acquired the assets in 2011 for $4.5 billion, including the pipeline, and subsequent changed its name and became Ecuador in 2018. The pipeline was drained, cleaned, and filled with nitrogen at some point in the late 2017 or early 2018 and has been inactive since that time. And then Grayson Mill Operating acquired the inactive pipeline in January of 2021. So then we get this application because it hadn't been cited. And on December 10th, a public hearing was held as scheduled. It was heard by an administrative law judge, and staff were there to question the company. The project, as stated, is owned by Grayson Mill. It consists of, like I said, about 14.72 miles. The project originates at the Anu Oil Terminal in Williams County and terminates at the Alexander Oil Terminal in McKenzie County. The project will include upgrading the existing pipeline with additional safety features, including the installation of some insulation valves on the west side of the Missouri River and replacement of the existing isolation valve on the east side. The estimated cost of the project is approximately $1 million. And they anticipate a third quarter in 2025 in-service date for the facility. They have obtained all the easements and land agreements necessary for the siting and construction of the project. They conducted all the studies, and there was no adverse impacts by completing a Class 1 culture resource literature review and desktop. They conducted a Class 3 culture resource inventory. SHPO has issued us a letter saying that there are no adverse direct effects. They communicated with all the required federal, state, and local department and agencies. They evaluated all the exclusion avoidance areas, and no adverse impacts were found. No critical habitat will be impacted by this project. They did a very thorough job. They have obtained all the necessary easements and right-of-way agreements for the project. They will have a leak detection system. They have complied with all the safety laws and standards. They will also participate in the North Dakota OneCall notification system. So upon review of the ALJ order, listening to the hearing and the complete evaluation, I support the ALJ's finding of facts in this citing application.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
I move the commission adopt the order in Montana Dakota Utilities Company Renewable Resource Cost Recovery Rates, case number PU-24-366.
Second.
On November 1st, MDU filed changes to the rates under its renewable resource cost adjustment rate 45 tariff for services rendered on or after January 1st, 2025. Under this rate, MDU recovers costs associated with renewable generation resources or modifications. So this project updated rates reflected in three wind projects and subsequent repowering. Updated rates also reflected a projected over-recovered revenue balance, and the updated rates also reflect a levelization of PTCs associated with the wind projects. So the monthly impact of the updated renewable resource cost recovery rate on a bill of a residential customer using 800 kilowatts per month is a decrease of $1.14 per month. And I support this proposed rate, and they comply with the tariffs.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
That ends my portfolio.
Commissioner Kringstad.
Thank you. Believing there will be no prejudice to the rights of the parties or the public interest, and finding the cases involve similar questions of law and fact, I move the commission consolidate these cases for hearing under North Dakota Administrative Code Section 69-02-04-04 and issue a notice of filing and a notice of opportunity for consolidated public hearing in Minnesota Power and Light HVDC Modernization Project, Oliver County Siting Application, case number PU-24-381, and in Great River Energy HVDC Modernization Project, Oliver County Siting Application, case number PU-24-382.
Second.
On December 11th, 2024, Minnesota Power and Light and Great River Energy filed applications for a corridor certificate, route permit, and a waiver of procedures and time schedules for a high-voltage direct current, also known as an HVDC modernization project. The proposed project includes the construction of a new HVDC terminal, two new substations, an associated electric station yard, and new or rerouted transmission facilities to connect the new substations and HVDC converter station to existing transmission infrastructure. Minnesota Power will own and operate most of the proposed facilities. However, Great River will own the two 230 kilovolt rerouted transmission line segments. The proposed corridor and route are within Township 142 North, Range 83 West in Oliver County, North Dakota. Those interested are invited to comment on the application in writing. Comments and requests for hearing must be received by Wednesday, March 5th, 2025. If deemed appropriate, the commission can determine the matter without a formal hearing.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Well, that went relatively quickly. You didn't have anything else? Okay. So, went relatively quickly, as will the announcements. I want to announce that this afternoon at 1:30, we have an informal hearing. It's two cases combined, PU-24-386 and 387. These are Griggs County Telephone Company involving the Leonard and Kindred exchanges. One is the public convenience and necessity, and one is designation as an eligible carrier. And beyond that, I'll just point out our next regular meeting is Wednesday, February 5th at 10 o'clock. And with that, we will stand in recess and take questions from the press.